Gary, I imagine putting a football club together through pre-season is quite a complicated business. There's always things happen. But the day before the season, are you happy with where you've got to?
Yeah, happy in terms of the way the players are prepared. Very happy in terms of the physical work that we set out to achieve at the end of last season. And we think we've achieved that. Really, really happy with the fact that I think I'm going to have everybody to pick from, which is a big factor pre-season. That's half of the battle, is getting everyone through without any injuries. So yeah, it's game on. Of course, look, we'd have loved to have added a couple more bodies to the team, but that's what it is, you know. If I could be amongst many other managers, who'll be saying the same right at this point, and I know they are. So really pleased also with the young players that have come through. I think the young players have really raised the bar this pre-season in terms of the athleticism, the drive, you know, and I see that as a huge positive for us at the start of this season. We've got three or four now that I think can really, really push on and kick on and get in the team.
Does it help, I wonder, for those players? They must come back at the start of pre-season, having seen how some of the youngsters have had opportunities in the last 18 months, 2 years, and think, if I do the business, I've got a chance.
Yeah, well, I mean, we started planning probably about a year ago now, just because of the removal of the emergency loan system. So we always said, look, the common sense for us is we're never going to have a massive squad. So common sense is that we need to get those 21s to almost be your emergency loan. So at any point in the season, we need to say we need a right back. We need to be able to take the best right back out of the 21s and put them in the team, you know, and so on and so forth. And I think we're getting to that point, and we've done a lot of work. Richard and his team down in the 21s have done an awful lot of good work. We've been a bit tougher on that group. We've demanded a bit more. We've brought a couple of hungrier ones from outside that just add a little bit of something different. And I think that group's got to a point now where we've got some real talent, but not just talent, but we've got some real energy and drive in that group as well. You know, at the moment, I think I could play Josh Cogley. I think I could play Rhys Brown. I think I could play Jack Storer. They're just three names just off the top of my head that I think could actually go into your team and really, really kick on.
You've given Storer a new contract, haven't you?
Yeah, because, yeah, we took Jack initially from Stevenage on a short-term contract, you know, and it was an opportunity for him. But, you know, we felt that he seized that opportunity, and we think with that type of play, we always want to reward that hard work. You know, he's had a fine pre-season. Again, you know, you always temper that with the fact that he's 18 and you know, he hasn't played in the Championship yet, but he certainly showed signs pre-season that he can handle being in and around the first team. The boy can certainly finish. You know, we were talking about a lack of goals last season. So why not? So you know, he'll certainly have a real good chance of being involved this year, and it'll be down to him how he handles that step up. But I've said it before, you know, we're always looking for your own young players to push for if we can. Obviously, we want to combine that with some really, really good signings, which we hope we still will do. But, you know, we're talking about players that, if they get in your team, could actually be worth more than the players we're trying to sign. So it's a little bit of irony at the moment and some really big decisions from me.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how they progress. So could it be then that the majority of your transfer business is still to come? Because of when the deadline is, things tend to, you know, get a bit sharper in the last week of the month.
Yeah, we're still, you know, we still will bring two or three players in, and I've said that before, you know, and I can't really sort of reiterate how hard we've worked to try to do that. But like I said, you know, we could have made five or six free transfer signings at the start of the summer that we felt would have added competition. I don't want that. You know, I want players that I think are going to make us better. I don't see the point in, you know, all three or four free transfers will block up the pathway for some of the under 21 players, which I think, you know, we can't do that. So for me, it's about adding real quality if we can. Of course, there's one or two areas where we might need a little bit of extra strength in depth, but it's about quality. And as we know, you know, you only have to look at the recent signings from clubs. You know, if you want almost guaranteed goals in a Championship, you've got to pay for it, and it's a hell of a lot of money, and we can't do that at the minute. if you want the top youngsters out of the top clubs, then again, it's very, very difficult, and those sort of movements are starting to happen now. But, you know, you can speak about players like someone like Bamford, who probably 20 clubs in the Championship would all want to take. So again, that deal wouldn't be a very easy deal to do, as we know. So, and again, I'm just using that as a name, not necessarily as a target. So we're working incredibly hard to find the right ones, and because we are in a limited market, you know, they're not always going to be available right away. So I'd rather wait. I'd rather be patient. I've said that before. You know, there was a big clamour last January to get players in. We brought in players to satisfy that to a certain degree, and you can argue that, you know, it made us not as good as a team. So therefore, we'll wait and do what we think is right.
It's like buying a house, I wonder, in that you end up with a chain of them. And somewhere a deal will happen that will lead to another transfer, and then you move in.
Yeah, well, I've bought plenty of houses in my time. I've moved on enough occasions to understand that analogy is probably very, very accurate. You know, an incredibly stressful process, a difficult process, because it's not always down to your capabilities as to whether things can move. Sure. And you've really got to be very resilient, because the amount of time, you know, you wake up and think something's done and then it's not done, and then you've got to go again, you know, and there's little bits of you at times can think, you know, I don't like this process, I'm not going to bother, but, you know, obviously we can't do that because we need to strengthen the team. So it needs a lot of focus, a lot of resilience, and it needs, you know, to accept that you're going to get a lot of setbacks and you're going to have to keep going. And I think when we do make signings, they are going to be ones that, you know, will have been worth waiting for. So that's what we'll do.
And you know what you want?
We know exactly what we want, and it's quite specific. And again, that makes it very difficult. You know, they have to fit into our hungry, athletic, pacey, hardworking, you know, sort of profile. And to find those players that will also give us the goals and the quality that we need. Of course, they're not easy. There's not many out there, so. So we know exactly what we want, and we'll get more or less what we want. We might have to taper that slightly as we go along. But again, listen, you know, we're talking. We haven't even kicked a ball yet, sure, have we? So, you know, I think I'll start panicking when three or four games have gone. You know, and that might be the time then to perhaps, you know, take a shot in the dark. But I don't want to do that yet.
No, I don't. I'm not sure you do panicking from what we've seen so far. But anyway,
No. Yeah. You can't, can you? That's the point. You can't, because, you know, if I went out there and satisfied everyone's wish to go and get lots of signings in, then I'd just go and make signings. And then after two or three games, the same people that want you to make the signings will probably be the same people that would be saying those signings weren't good enough. So I'd rather stand and fall on my own sort of decisions and my own bar. And let's hope we can get those ones.
Fair enough. Last thought. How can you size up any league at the start of it before you've played anybody, let alone your opponents, first of all? And particularly this league, there seem to be so many clubs in various degrees of upheaval and turmoil, sometimes for the best and sometimes not. I mean, what remotely do you expect in general from this Championship? Is it going to be good?
Well, I think it's going to be an incredibly competitive league. We know that. I mean, you see already. And we saw that last season to a certain degree. I think if you looked at, you know, I think couple of clubs spent, you know, almost sort of 20, 25 million pounds to strengthen their squad. And you're seeing that again. Listen, you know, for Newcastle, I think to be able to pay something like 11 million pounds for a goalkeeper is a phenomenal amount. But listen, you know, if clubs can do it, then why not? You know, I certainly would.
Sure.
And other clubs that are buying almost guaranteed quality into their sides, but they're paying absolute fortunes for it. So it's going to be a strange league. I think, like you say, there's a lot of upheaval. I think that, you know, without me being overly critical, because of course it's a free market, but, you know, it is getting to the point where, you know, it looks like, you know, every club's going to have a foreign owner. Every club's going to have, well, there's going to be a lot more continental managers, which we probably wouldn't have said in the Championship for a long time. So I think it's getting harder and harder for any particularly young British manager or coach to break into that sort of level. But it's going to be a real eclectic mix, and it's going to be, you know, really interesting. I think there was a stat out the other day that there's more Champions League winning managers in the Championship, or as many in the Championship than there is in any top division in Europe, which seems quite bizarre, but one that's going to be a great challenge for anybody.